Time for the Straight From The Street Sports Report. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at SuperKenReal. Let's start right here. Oscar Pistorius, his murder trial continues. A couple who testified may need security after their phone number was given out in open court. In addition to receiving a large number of hang-ups, they received a message saying, "Why are you lying in court? You know Oscar didn't kill Reva. That's not cool." Wow. Of course, the two both testified to hearing the cries of a terrified woman. A boxer who's also said to be a friend of Pistorius testified to about an incident that allegedly occurred in a restaurant. He said that basically he gave Oscar a firearm and he discharged the firearm in the restaurant and asked him to basically take the blame for that.
Wow.
I even heard that the judge in this trial has extra security. So this is crazy. And they're saying the people are split 50-50. Some believes he's guilty. Others believe he's innocent.
It's probably almost their version of OJ because he's such a national hero.
He's so popular in the area. Champ Bailey expected to be released by the Broncos after 10 seasons. Of course, he's not worth that $10 million he's set to make next season. Michael Vick Dunn and Philly Jets and Raiders are said to be interested, but Adrian Peterson wants him in Minnesota. Devin Hester.
That would be great.
That would be nice. Awesome.
Minnesota.
That would be awesome because they have some wonderful pieces there, and I think they struggle at that position, and Vic could push him over. Not to mention the two of them as a two-headed running game.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. That would be great. Devin Hester, after 8 years, thanked the people for his time in Chi-Town. They're saying it's over there. And in B-More, they're saying that Ray Rice and his fiance will attend a couple seminar real soon. So we'll see what's up with that. In the NBA, Lamar Odom robbed by his drug dealers, according to TMZ. They're saying Odom owed a bill and was being threatened via text, not only about his safety, but allegedly about the burglary.
He still has about $20 million in the bank.
He got money.
Think so?
He couldn't pay
them? Well, why didn't he pay?
Sometimes you just don't want to, I guess.
Maybe they were holding him like hostage. Look, we're going to tell everything. We got text messages. They probably got a lot of Rob Ford-looking stuff on him.
You're a wonderful imagination. Thank you.
Then they said it wasn't, according to the police, no sign of forced entry. They're saying that they believe that one of the drug dealers actually had a connection with someone who worked for the family, and that's how they got in to rob their house.
Now, listen, are you sure it wasn't him robbing himself?
Well, he's in Spain right now.
You might have caught a plane back.
Hey, listen, that's always possible. Hey,
you know you got a drug problem when you're breaking into your own house, taking your own stuff.
They said $250,000worth of jewelry missing. That's a lot.
We'll see.
Last night, the Wizards beat Utah, making it 7 out of 8. Don't look now. Wizards are riding in fifth place. Bobcats by 22 points over the Pacers. What happened?
Pacers must have been tired.
They must have missed their flight. I mean,
Paul George had, what, like 2 points?
I can't see that happening any other way. That's crazy. But last night, get this, college basketball. Coach K actually took a knee and had to be treated. Now, of course, the whole world was shocked to see fourth-ranked Duke lose to Wake Forest, who isn't even ranked. But after the 10-point loss, Coach K had to take a knee, and he was actually treated.
Y'all don't realize how stressful that job is.
Yeah, not only is it stressful, though, but can you imagine that, a 10-point loss to Wake Forest? I mean, but they're saying, when it was all over and said and done, he was fine, everything was okay.
Did they know what happened?
No, they were saying he was dizzy. They were saying he was dizzy.
Sound like what happened to Kubiak, remember?
Kubiak had to take a knee leaving the field, and he was probably dealing with some of the same issues because at that time the Texans were losing, like, every game in a row, so he had to take a knee, but it cost him his job. We already know Coach K is not going anywhere. His job, of course, is very, very,
Let me ask you something. Are the Minnesota Vikings interested in Michael Vick?
Well, you know what? They should be, because we already know their quarterback situation has been an issue for how many seasons in a row now? I mean,
since Brett Favre left?
You know what? Yeah. Brett Favre had him in the mix for a second, but ever since then, everybody they brought in didn't help out, whether it was Culpepper
Freeman
McNabb, that didn't work. Freeman experiment didn't work.
But that might be the issue.
I mean,
they keep bringing in the older quarterbacks and not working.
Mike Vick could change the game.
We'll see. Stay healthy.